Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you are going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF protect skin against damaging UV rays and continuously deliver three essential ceramides to help restore skin's protective barrier so it can lock in moisture. Non-greasy, fragrance-free, and won't clog pores? With CeraVe, skin feels hydrated and looks healthy all day. CeraVe Facial Moisturizers with SPF from the number one dermatologist recommended facial moisturizer brand.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So thank you so much for joining us today. We would love if you'd love leave a review down below. Those five-star reviews really do help us a lot. But before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Can't say enough great things about the people up in oh gosh, where are they? I know it's a suburb of Minneapolis. I'm going to have to look that up before the next podcast. But great customer service, so easy to set up and break down. It is, we own three of them. That's probably I've had a lot of people come and try to sponsor this podcast, but I only do sponsors that I truly believe in. And I believe in Dr. Dish. I also believe in teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is my baby. It is what allows all these podcasts to go out and stay free and to all of you. So, several ways you can help us out by leaving a review, but also by checking out teachhoops.com.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Getting close. We actually start workouts on Monday.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of open gym in a sense. We're going to do some, drills and start doing some conditioning and start going over some of our offense and stuff. So we're going to be in a few hours. it's pretty interesting. I had a couple things I wanted to talk about. Okay. One of them is, we got a half an hour?
Yeah, at least. Yeah, my wife's not home. I'm sure she'll want to go out to dinner later, but yeah.
There you go. So what I really am interested in is, like, I want to try to build a program, but it seems like we also have to start from, obviously high school. Some of the kids, I don't know, I'm reading this book, and I'm sure
you're have. Building a plane while you're flying it is basically what you're doing. Okay. Yep. Practice perfect. Yep.
And it's like, hey, we need to practice our free throws. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, why? The kids, half of these girls don't even know how to shoot correctly. It's like, right. So we're practicing, we're making their bad shooting technique permanent. Right. It's like, anyway, so I don't know how to change this, but it seems like this has got to start before they get to us.
Yes, which is true. That's part of building a program is definitely getting to the youth, getting them hooked and getting them excited about basketball and having fun. You can't take calculus until you take algebra. I mean, you can, but you won't know it. So that's why, yes, I would 100% agree. You're not going to, there's no reason to work on free throws if you haven't worked on the previous skill. But then for them to want to work on that skill, it has to be an enjoyable experience or they won't do it,
And the challenge I have with all of that is, it's kind of boring learning, you know, the technique of shooting, maybe dribbling, I don't know, math, whatever he said, you know, the struggles are tough.
The struggles are tough. So you have to make it fun to do it. If you look at, what was I watching recently? I was looking at like one of these like relatively famous TikTokers. The kid's, I don't even know how old the kid is, but he's probably in his late teens, early 20s, and he's a dancer. He's unbelievably good, but he didn't get really good. He got really good because he spent thousands of hours doing it before we ever even saw him. Because he enjoyed doing it. It was fun. It wasn't because he was trying to be a TikToker. It was because he liked to dance. So what you need to do is, the good basketball players do basketball because it's enjoyable and it's fun, and they put in the time before it becomes a grind. So yes, I would agree, but at some point you had to learn your multiplication tables, right? You had to.
Right. And you just basically had whatever note cards, and you're like, 3 times 3 is
right.
9. You turn over. Yes. Got it. Yes, you know,
right. You did that. And with your, but your,
that's
your
how parents, I did it when I was a kid.
Right. But your parents made it fun because it was flashcards and yay, you got 6 in a row, blah, blah, blah. So that's where you gotta think outside the box. And it's the same when you're dealing with a second grader, how you teach them to dribble is different than, you know, you play dribble tag, you play Pac-Man, you do fun things where they're playing a game. Right. But they're still learning how to dribble. So that's where I think that, yes. And building a program is a minimum of a 7-year build, unless you get really good players.
And I get that. So how does one start with that though?
Yep. So you do it by getting them like, so what we did was we got the little kids, we called it Saturday morning program, and I would have them come in on Saturday. Like, we never play on Saturday mornings. And if we play on Friday night and Saturday night, we still always have Saturday mornings open. So we would bring in the younger players from the community, and my older players would be the one I like to do it on the nights we actually play. And then we would have like second and third graders coming in, and then fourth and fifth. And they come in for an hour and they learn some skills. And my players were the demonstrators. My players were the coaches, the teachers. So these little kids looked up to these bigger kids. And then we'd invite them to the game that night and say you could come and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's their rock star. So and then I'd let them play. And then we'd have like little 2-on-2, 3-on-3 games, especially for the young kids. And we just let them play a little bit, and they'd officiate and they'd coach. And it's an hour. It was, you know, very structured, very, you know, but I would sit down and we would have discussions about life is about giving things back. Life is about, like, to my players, because part of it was, you're doing this as part of being part of a bigger community, blah, 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 blah. So there's a lot of life lessons for my players. And then the little kids loved it because the parents loved it because, what, you know, they got a 7-year-old at home on a Saturday. What are they doing? So they, in the middle of the winter. So they love that too. And that's how it slowly gets them excited about playing basketball. You know, where am I going to school? This is fun. All of the things. And it's great community service. It's great outreach. You know, the parents are the ones that maybe will bring them back at night. And then as they get older, you do more complicated things, but especially that elementary school age. We used to call it our Saturday morning program.
So you do a Saturday morning program for just an hour.
Yeah. More than an hour. So I do kindergarten through maybe second for an hour, and then I'd send them home, and then 15 minutes later, I would do another hour, third through fifth kind of thing.
And how often did you do that? You did during the season, or you do it all?
I did. It's during the season. And then I'd have breakfast for my guys, and then we'd go practice.
So give me an idea of.
So we'd start at like 8:30, go 8:30. To 9:30, 9:45 to 10:45. Then I'd have our parents come in and bring breakfast for my guys. So that from 10:45 to 11:30, they'd have a light breakfast, blah, blah, blah. And then we'd practice from 11:30 to 1:30.
And how often did you do this?
6 to 8 times during the season. A couple times a month at minimum. As it got more popular, we did it more.
Okay.
And trust me, the community eats it up. The kids eat it up.
Did you charge a fee for that?
I did. And the only reason I charged a fee, and it wasn't very much, it was like 8 weeks for like $50 or something. But I charged it because then mom will get them out of bed. If it's free, the numbers were worse. This is weird, but the numbers were worse when it was free than when we charged.
Yeah.
And then I did whatever. I don't even know. I mean, half the time it was like I bought food for the guys or I paid my assistant coaches, or it's like, it's not, you're not doing it to make money. You know, maybe I bought my guys travel gear or something like that, whatever, yeah. But it wasn't a money maker per se. It was more a, you know, and there were scholarships and stuff like that for kids. I mean, I never turned a kid away, but, the money caused them to skin in the game is what it was.
Yeah. In fact, I had an experience that with business when doing a networking group. I don't know if you're familiar with BNI.
Mm-mm.
It's a business networking group.
Okay.
And they charge a fee for it. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to just start my own group. And we got it going. And I'm like, hey, should we be charging a fee? Just skin in the game. And you'd be surprised, more people will show up when they're paying $50 a month than if it's just free. You're thinking, oh, it's free. Oh, I'll show up more. It's like, no, because you're just like, I don't have to go.
No. And it's like, think about it, $50 for 8 weeks or something. It's $5 a time, or it's not that, but it's like,
it's whatever.
It's like, you know, $40.
You're almost, whether you want to call it an hour or two or whatever, it's almost like you are babysitting. So
a little bit, you're a little bit babysitting, you know. It's like I said, you know, it's like 8 weeks. So, you know, six plus bucks an hour, whatever. But you know what it does? Like mom went out with dad the night before and got home at like 11 and is a little tired. And do I get up early? You know, it just gets them moving. Like, yeah, you're right. It's so much, it's skin in the game. It does work though. I'm telling you.
So you basically just worked on skills and then you did.
Skills. And then we played fun games. We gave out Gatorades. We gave out candy. We gave out donuts. We gave out fun stuff. You know, we gave out t-shirts. We gave out like.
And you would do it for.
And then then we break them up into little teams. And then, you know, one of my players would be this coach. One of these players would be this coach. They'd have a 5-minute practice with their team. And then they'd have a couple of my guys would officiate. So again, it's sitting down with my guys the first couple of weeks. And it's like, well, here's how you officiate. Here's how you do this. Remember, you got big ears and big eyes watching you, you know, so on and so forth. But they did a really good job.
You know, the great thing about that, though, is that once you start having those people officiate, they kind of like get like an idea of what it's like when they're playing.
Right. And for little guys, you don't blow the whistle very much. But, you know, because there's a lot of traveling and a lot of bad basketball. So,
you know, the other thing is that, you know, I started listening to this, you know, some of these coaches talk about FIBA and how they do youth sports. And I don't think, if I understand it correctly, they don't do 5-on-5 basketball.
No, you shouldn't do 5-on-5 at this age. And I mean, I'd play 2-on-2. That's why I said 2-on-2 or 3-on-3. And then we would buy. So for the little guys, they can't get it up to the basket. So we would, there were two things in our field house. We had baskets that would go down to like 7 feet. And then we would also have ones that would hook to the front of the rim. We still use them at camp. So they would hook to the front of the rim and then they would bring a new basket down to about 7 feet because they can't get it up at 10 feet, you know,
right.
That age level. So we would have these special baskets that would make it slower for them. By third or fourth grade, maybe we would, I don't even know. I think early on, we just leave them up for every elementary kid.
And you use probably smaller balls. Like
we do, we use the girls. We make sure the girls aren't practicing so we can borrow their rack.
They even have a junior ball, which is a boys is
junior 28? Ball is in between. Yeah. They have a junior ball that's smaller than the girls ball. Yeah. It's like 27 and a half. I think the girls are 28 and a half or 29 and a half, something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it's 28.5 and men's is 30.
30, maybe. Yeah. And the, yeah, and the junior's 27, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, okay. So that's how, and then did you?
And so
like,
that's the beginning part. So then you're getting them hooked. So then all of a sudden, now you got to get, now that that's where our youth, our Spartan youth program came about. Then we want them playing basketball, you know, in the summer. So we'd have basketball camp in the summer. So we'd get another touch point with them. And then we would, during the season, you know, or off season or the spring, we would do like a travel team or a competitive team if they didn't have school teams. I don't know how California works, if they have school teams.
Well, that's another thing. We have a couple organizations in town that, that run AAU teams. Okay. And a lot of the kids are on that. In fact, this is a challenge we have here. Our arguably our best incoming freshman, her dad runs the youth AAU.
Okay.
And, you know, they, whatever, they pay $1,000 a kid and they go to, you know, tournaments.
Yeah, they go to Hawaii so the parents can go to Hawaii. Yeah, whatever. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, it's kind of, it's going to be challenged because we want to try to run our own team. We want to take our own team as to like right. AAU events during the spring and stuff. And that kind of, I guess that's some.
Well, what I think you do is you team with him and you have him do your team.
Well, yeah.
I know. I'm just saying you got to, yeah, it's the devil you know rather than devil you know.
We're trying to, because he's got like all his freshmen. You know, he has all the freshmen because it's her and right. all her friends. And then it's like, okay, so now some of the girls that are juniors and sophomores and seniors, they're like, okay, then, well, we don't have a team too. So it's like, can we put two teams together?
Right.
And, you know, it's like, but he does it as a moneymaker. I'm not necessarily, we're not trying to do it as a moneymaker. We want to take kids just so they get to run our system and right. get comfortable playing with one another. So it's anyway, so we got, yeah, we're going to have to try to figure how to massage this. This thing, but we're, yeah. So we got, it's going to be an interesting, because we don't want to piss them off and say, well, screw it. I'm going to take my daughter to the other school.
Right. You definitely don't. You definitely yeah. don't.
So yeah. do you, okay. So when do you start workouts?
We can't.
You can't.
We have open gyms right now. I had an open gym. What's today? Last night. I had an open gym last night. And then
okay, well that's kind of what ours is essentially.
Yeah, we have an open gyms. We've had them on and off for the last month probably. Once
so
a week.
So you mean you can't have workouts. So how do you
I can't do anything. I sit there and talk to my assistant coaches.
So you can just open up the gym and you can't say nothing.
Nothing. So the first day of tryouts.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting. Well, yep. every state's a little bit different.
Yep. No workouts, nothing. I can't do anything with them. Now, our school has like strength and conditioning, so they do some of that with someone else, but that's not
right.
me.
Right.
And that's for every athlete that wants to do it.
Right.
But no, I can't coach them until the first day of tryouts.
Can't coach them to the first day
of tryouts. And then I can't have any contact once the season's over until the last day of school.
Really? Interesting. Because a lot of teams out here, it's like do you know who Alicia Komacki is?
Yes.
She coaches at Sierra Canyon.
Yes.
She's got Juju Watkins. That girl was like on the gold team. Just won the gold. She's really pretty good. Anyway, I was talking to her about how she runs her program. I was like, okay, well, never mind. You guys, when she told me, she goes, well, every one of our my seniors goes D1. Like, what? We may get one D1.
Right. She's in a different category too. They go there to play. They go there to play for her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyways, but she was saying, and this is kind of what we do in this area, is that we have our season and we end in like beginning of March, middle of March, depending on how far you go. And then like the boys coach, he's like, I basically take all the way off through spring break. And then I think he picks it back up in, I don't know, mid-April, and then plays with him for like 6 weeks until the end of May. I think they go to like a AAU tournament in Tahoe or something for okay. There's a good AAU tournament on Memorial Day weekend. And then he takes off for like a couple weeks, and then they do like stuff with June. So That's kind of like what she says she does, but she doesn't, once basketball's over, they all go to their AAU coaches and then they play on their various different teams. And then she's like, no, we started back up in June and then you're playing with us. All of June, you play with the team. You know, they go to tournaments and camps and all kinds of stuff, whatever it is they do. And then they break off again. And then she said she starts it up like in September or something.
Yeah. So Wisconsin, we basically have June. June tends to be our month. And yeah. Then after that, we basically take June. June's our month.
Yeah. Okay. Because, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, how much is too much for these kids to be playing?
I mean, she's also dealing with, so the stats teacher is going to tell you, she's dealing with the top two, the percentile is like the 99th percentile.
Well, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about like for us. Like,
yeah, I think they need a break. I mean, I don't deal, once my season's over, I give my guys at least a month off before I even deal with them again, because they need a break from me. I need a break from them.
Yeah. That's kind of what the boys coach. He goes, I give them a month off. You guys go do your.
Yeah. And then my guys are off playing AAU and all that stuff anyway. So I just basically say June is, you know, we have our camp. We'll do some stuff in June, July, April, May is your time.
June okay, so our your time. Guys go play for AAU coaches.
They do. They go all over. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Which is okay. I think that's okay. I like her model, you know, for building a program. I like her model because it's similar to my model. Like June is high school month.
Yeah, that's what we do. We're like, no,
AAU doesn't really play. AAU and travel ball and all that stuff doesn't do much in – they can't. There's hands off in June. The NCAA stuff, the college coaches can't do anything in June for the most part.
Okay.
Kind of a dead period, so that's why she uses that month. So I think that's a good
– it's a good model. And so you think that it's probably if we try to coach – in the spring and then do a team stuff, an AAU in the spring, and then a team stuff in June, and then AAU throughout the summer.
Let them have most of May, let them have half of April, most of April, probably part of April at least. And then all of July. Yeah.
Just let the AAU
July and August, they'll still be playing. So you get them back in September when they come back to school.
Yeah, well, these kids are on the volleyball team and they're playing AAU with their with that one dad, and they're not going to stop. And it's like, okay, well, at what point is too much? I don't know. Okay. You know, I'm just trying to struggle. I struggle with. Well, it'd be nice to have them to be able to teach them some of our plays and our offenses and so on and so forth. But
it is, you know what it is, but I'm going to tell you in about 50 some days, I'm going to get guys that don't know my system at all. And I'm going to teach it to them in 8 days, 9 days. The off season stuff, they're not as focused. You can put stuff in, but everyone has higher aspirations than reality, in my opinion.
And so when you do your summer program in June, do you separate freshman, JV, and varsity? Or do you just
I did it this summer because of the pandemic, but normally I do.
This summer you just kind of ran two groups?
It was everybody because of the pandemic and people coming out, and I was trying to make up for lost time, and you know, we didn't have a season, and yes. So I try to have a big reach.
Well, yeah. And like this last year, we kind of had the same thing. The only kids that came out were like freshmen. And it's like, okay, we're not going to have an A team. Cause then it's like, oh, so you guys are already starting these girls out on the varsity. It's right. Like, well, yes and no. I mean, some of them are that good. Right. I mean, we're running
a talented and gifted program for basketball players.
Yeah, I mean, that's
what you're doing. And if you're good enough, you're going to be in calculus. Like, it's the same as school.
Right. So let's go with that right there, that thought. So at what point do you say, okay, we're basically cutting all the juniors and all the seniors? Because literally, if you count the best players on our kids in our program, of the top 10, I think all 9 or 8 of them are freshmen.
I mean, I don't think you'd do that. I think you give them all an opportunity.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, I mean, you just wait and see. That's what I tell my guys. It's like, I don't know who's going to make my team. I mean,
yeah.
I have an idea, but it's like, let's go. You show me, you know, you can.
Yeah.
So I think it's similar to the school thing. Everyone has an opportunity. Everybody can try. And then let's just see how it falls out. I'm not going to make promises for anybody. Shoot, I've had NBA guys I haven't promised them playing time. So it's like, whatever. Let's see. And if you're good enough, you'll play. And if you're not, you won't. And if you can't make the team, you won't. That's just the way it is.
Well, we're concerned that if we called up too many freshmen, we'd decimate our Frosh team and they would be just horrendous.
Yeah, but if they're good enough to play for you, they should play for you.
Even if we only have like then 7 or 8 kids on the freshman team because we took half of them up.
I mean, again, going back to what I said, you're running a talented and gifted program. Mm-hmm. You're not going to tell a kid that has has an IQ of 135, they should be taking pre-algebra. Yeah. You're not going to do that to the kid. You're going to put them in the right category. Michael Phelps is not doing youth swimming when he's growing up. He's doing competitive U.S. Olympic swimming. Because he's Michael Phelps. Like, I mean, I'm exaggerating on both ends, but
sure, I get it.
If you're good enough, you should be where you need to be. And then I figure the other stuff out later, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Can you play? Well, can eighth graders play in the ninth grade team in California?
No.
Okay. Some states they can. Some states they can. Okay.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, these kids could have for sure. I mean, they're pretty good. You know, it's like, okay, I don't know if they're pretty good. I don't know if we got any D1. I mean, that's
right. So that's why I think you wait and see. And there's a big difference between playing AU travel ball and practicing 5-6 days a week, couple hours a day.
And they're all playing, you know, look, they really do have a pretty good nucleus of kids. I mean, they're arguably the best 8 kids in the town of 100,000, and they're all playing together and they're all playing the same age group.
Right.
But to be honest with you, when you go play a bunch of freshmen at this level, most of the best freshmen are not on the freshman team. They're playing with the other AAU teams that are playing, you know, like with seniors.
Right.
And so they're,
if you're good, you're not playing. Yes. I 100% agree.
Yeah. So yes, they whoop the crap out of everybody because
That's no fun either. If they're down there and they're beating everybody 50-2, that's no good for anybody either.
They're beating some of these teams pretty badly.
So that's what I'm saying, but they won't do that at the varsity level. Trust me.
No, they won't. I mean, although they did beat one of, they went down. They went down to the Sacramento area and played against one of our teams that's in our league, and they beat them up by 12 points.
Right. But, I mean, again, that's summer. I mean, not that they won't do it, but it's like, I get it.
And then I realize I'm like, oh, but wait a minute. You guys added another player that's in our section who plays in a town that's like an hour from us.
Right.
And she's arguably one of the top 3 or 4 players in the section. She's pretty goddamn. She scored 37 points against us last year, and the whole team only had 41. But I mean, they literally, the only time they would ever score is when she missed the shot and they got the weak side rebound. I mean, she's really pretty good.
Right.
But she's all they have. And then when she plays on a team of other good players, she just, you know, she scores like.
Yeah, I'd say move them up. I move them up, but that'd be me. Okay. What else?
You know, I guess that's just about it. I'm just trying to figure out how to, to get this, you know, I
think you got to start putting it on a piece of paper and you got to start mapping it out. Like,
yeah,
like each month, what's our plan and how can we build this? Because those little girls were playing basketball before last year, the ones that are going to be freshmen. They've been playing basketball since they're in fourth or fifth grade, probably, if not earlier.
Oh, this group has been, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Grade. So, but there are other girls just like that out there. They just don't know they're out. You got to go find them.
Yes. And
you got to find the mom and the dad that are excited about it.
Would it be like a way to go out to our local youth? We call it, it's called CARD for Chico Area Recreation District. And they do, you know, youth sports, all right. different types.
Right. And what I used to do is I used to go run free clinics all over the place. I'd go everywhere. Anybody that have me, I'd run a free clinic. And I'd like, because that would just, and it didn't matter. It could be co-ed. I didn't care because I just wanted to get out there. I wanted to get seen. I wanted to like, then all of a sudden mom and dads are coming up and saying, oh, my kid wants to play basketball. What, blah, blah, blah. So it's just like, it's marketing. It's like marketing for your business. It's the same right. thing. You just basically right. got to market yourself. You got to become a product.
You would do like coaching clinics for
AAU programs, for elementary schools, for church leagues, for anybody that would have me, I would go run a
clinic. In fact, someone just told me that they're looking for somebody to run the local, what's it called? Head Start or something, basketball.
It's like, right. Anything like that. Anything like that. I would go out because all of a sudden you don't know when that one person's going to be there.
Right. It's no different than like, I guess basically it's no different than what I do in real estate. You go knock on doors.
Yep. And trust me, it works. And if it's in, and this is where it can be free. Like I will come do this for free. Like, you don't have to pay me anything. You can charge things or you can do whatever you want. I will come do this for free. I just want to help kids become better basketball players. So you tell me when and I will be there. And then I brought t-shirts and I brought Gatorades and I brought candy.
Well, that's the one thing we cannot do. We cannot do that.
You can't.
We cannot give gifts. But
that's not a gift. That's not considered a gift. Giving kid a candy? Oh, are you kidding me? Like
Well, we definitely can't give them anything from our high school.
Okay. But you can give them a Gatorade. Shoot, they'd rather have a Gatorade than a t-shirt, to be honest with you. You can buy ice cream for a kid. That's not, we're not breaking any rule by doing that. Not that you would do that, ice cream. But I'm just saying, you can have a cooler of Gatorade.
But yeah, they do have some weird, they like we can do working with them like you guys can't. We can coach, I guess you can say it. But there are other things that we cannot do.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can see the branding thing. Maybe you can't do that, but you should be in all full gear, like, or your head coach should be in full gear. Like you're basically, I'm marketing myself.
Right. Well, and that's what I was like, because we had one guy is like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me I can't go to a sixth, seventh and eighth grade game in my PV attire? Nope. And I'm like, wait a minute. And so I went and talked to AD and she's like, okay, he's a little bit over the top. You can go there, but you can't give them like a PV shirt. You can't go there to say, hey, we're really excited about having you come play basketball next season at PV. No, you can't do that, but you can show up there.
You can be seen.
You can be seen. You just can't. And then, but if you do have contact with somebody, you have to say I had contact with Joanna Johnson, and then you just write that, and then the AED makes note of it. Like, for example, one of our assistant coaches is helping another gal that used to coach with us coach the local eighth grade team, and I didn't think it was allowed, and our assistant principal, who's kind of in charge, said you can do it, you just got to tell us who you're, the kids that are named on the team, we have to say you've had contact with them.
Okay.
It's like, okay. So it's like, we can have contact. We just have to tell everybody. I mean, it's kind of a gray area. Like, for example, the local high school, he invited all the eighth grade kids to his track team because his daughter's in the eighth grade and he does a track. And it's like, she goes, well, it's a gray area, but as long as he puts down all the kids' names that he
has. Right, and it's a little different when it's your kid. There's a little different rules with that.
It's all weird.
But that's what I would do. I would just go out and try to figure out where I can run a camp, where I can run a clinic, where I can run something. I'm telling you.
Yeah, and I was thinking about just having an open gym for any kids that want to just come. And the AD told us, like, well, you can't. If you go open the gym, have an open gym, you can't say anything. But if you have an open gym where you charge a fee, then it's like they're coming to the morning basketball clinic and you can charge $2 a day and come 5 days a week, whatever. But that's how you can get around it and you can coach. Or otherwise, you can just go, you can just open it up and you just, like you said, you just sit there and you talk to your coaches and you talk to the kids and let all the little kids run around and do whatever.
Yeah, they're just basically making you circumvent the rules, basically. It's silly.
Right. Or I guess probably like you said, oh, I don't coach any of this stuff. I have the kids coach it.
Right.
They're like, hey, yeah, why don't you guys do some dribbling drills with the kids?
Right.
But yeah, the younger kids do like look up to the older kids.
They do a lot.
And I think I remember these girls, it's interesting. These girls that are now coming to our high school, I remember when they were like in fourth or fifth grade and we had this girl, her name is, Sabrina Tuatelli, and she was called Peanut, but her brother plays football for the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
And she got a D1 scholarship to go to play basketball in Colorado.
Okay.
So she's a big Samoan girl. She's what a sweet kid. But all the girls, when these girls were all like fourth and fifth graders, they would all hang out, you know, around that team. And the irony is that we have a shot where one of the girls made a last second shot to beat a team in the playoffs. And a lot of these girls are on this team were like in the front row and they're like, you know, it's pretty cool. It's like, wait a minute, she goes to school here now. It's like,
right. Yeah, that was, I know. I know, but that's how you got to do it. That's how you build a program, though. You got to build that, you know, it's like the lingo, but it's like you're building a community and the culture that behind that community.
Yeah, and those girls had all been coming to our games for, well, I guess, so Peanut's a senior this year at Colorado. So when she was a senior, so 4 years ago, so they were like in fourth or fifth grade. And they were all coming to the games. And now, you know, they've been coming to our camps and stuff like that. So we've been doing that. And it's working,
but you got to do it more.
Yeah. I think we got to get, like, for example, one of the best players in our team, her sister went to the other school. It's like, what, how does she go to the school? It's like, coach, all her friends are going over there. It has nothing to do with the program. It's just,
I know, but then that's why you got to build community. So they don't want to leave their friends. Like, it's like, I don't want to sell my house because I like the people I live by. Like, I don't want to go to a different school because I don't, who am I going to eat lunch with, you know?
If we could get all the three of those girls would have come to school with us, then she would have been there. Anyways, that is what it is. And she's a pretty good little player. She's pretty good. Well, boy, oh boy, I wish we had her. It's going to be tough going against her.
I tell my coaches, you got to cook with what's in the kitchen, man. You got to cook with what's in the kitchen.
Well, it's going to be an interesting year. I hope our rival school lost this 6-foot girl that was really pretty good. We beat them last year at their place, and she had 5 big turnovers, just traveling and double and whatever. But when push comes to shove, she's big and she's strong and she can shoot turnaround jump shots and she gets rebounds. And it's, you know, our girls are, we don't have any height. So right, we're going to have to just hopefully can run.
Run, man.
Heard that her family was moving to Texas because her dad got a job transfer and stuff. Well, who knows? You never know, but whatever. It'll be fun. So, all right. Well, yeah, I guess that's all I got for today, really.
Okay. Yeah. Keep reading those books. Those are great books. Those are great books. Gosh,
I know, but I get this stuff in my mind. I'm like, we're doing everything wrong.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I mean, no one does everything right is what I would tell you. Just, you know, it's baby steps. It's baby steps.
All right. We'll go have dinner with you.
I will. See you later, coach. Bye.
All right. Good night.
Hey, everybody, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down, like I say. Tell your friends. That would be a good thing. Yeah, share this on social media. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.